Hello and welcome to the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Amazon invests $3 billion in the Indian market. WeChat becomes a hub for cosmetic brands and online video use increases in Southeast Asia. Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos has announced that the company has made a $3 billion US dollar investment in the Indian market. Launched only 3 years ago, Amazon.in is already one of the top e-commerce retailers in the country, alongside local platform Flipkart, which launched in 2008. With Amazon equaling another competitor Snapdeal with 35 million items listed on its site and falling just 5 million behind Flipkart, the new investment will mean Amazon has now more total funds than both its main rivals. Bezos said in a statement that Amazon has created some 45,000 jobs in India and continues to see huge potential in the Indian economy, but did not share any other details regarding the company's plans. WeChat has become a marketing hub for cosmetic brands in China, with 96 out of the 100 brands studied having an account. According to a new study by L2, this number is up from just 30 out of 100 last year, whilst the social network's user base increased 39% in the same period. The cosmetic companies tracked were both Chinese and foreign, and are increasingly reaching potential customers through WeChat, even though in most cases, the items advertised cannot be bought through the service. However, the study does show that half of the brands offer direct links to online stores, whilst WeChat offers the retail's e-commerce services, such as order management and order tracking. Online video media is growing substantially in Asia and is becoming the most popular way for marketers to connect with consumers. According to a study by Brightcove, social media posts that include a video file will receive 1,200% more shares than text and image posts combined. This has led to around 8.4 billion video posts being shared in the Asia-Pacific region each day, and 88% of businesses there using video content in their marketing strategies. Video viewing is also at an all-time high on mobile in the region, where social media accounts on mobile showed a 32% increase in the last year. Due to these increases, consumers now spend twice as much time watching video than reading text online. A new study has shown that Canadian internet users are far more likely to install ad blocking into a laptop or desktop than anything else. The research undertaken by Interactive Advertising Bureau of Canada shows that 15% of laptop and desktop users had installed the system, whilst only 5% smartphone or tablet users had done the same. However, the research also asked respondents about their awareness of ad blocking, to which 70% had never even used it, whilst only 17% of respondents used it currently, making it somewhat of a rarity. Notably, it was found that 13% had used it previously but no longer did, showing that a number of users did not feel the need for it anymore. And finally, Apple's Siri has called an ambulance in Australia for an unwell child. Stacey Gleason was rushing to the aid of her one-year-old daughter after she stopped breathing when she dropped her phone. While she then attempted resuscitation, she spoke across the room at her phone that was lying on the floor and called the emergency services using the Siri software. While speaking to Australian News, Ms. Gleason said that she wanted to thank Apple and that saving me the trouble of having to physically dial emergency services was a godsend. Her daughter has now fully recovered. And that's it from me today. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.